It's Monday, July 24th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. AI concerns prompt a voluntary security and trust set of commitments from the tech companies, and the White House turns to a CIA veteran as their preferred choice for National Cyber Director. This is the Business of Tech. Do you like getting paid? Then make it easy for your customers with Gazinta Payments. Do you teach your customers not to click on links from strange domain names like mymsp.monkeypayments.com or slowbooks.com? Gazinta Payments uses your branding and domain name. No redirects, no confusion. Gazinta Mobius is trusted by over 1,000 MSPs to sync financial data. Their new product, Gazinta Payments, is built with the same care and empathy to make the payment process easy for your customers. Gazinta is a family-owned business dedicated to making software suck less every day. Go to gozynta.com/payments to learn more or get started. According to the Salesforce State of IT report, AI adoption among customer service professionals has risen by 88% between 2020 and 2022, with 50% of organizations using AI in 2022. However, 64% of IT leaders are concerned about the ethics of generative AI, and 62% are concerned about its impact on their careers. IT leaders expect more investment in automation, with 87% expecting it to increase over the next year and a half. Security remains a top priority, with 89% of IT leaders citing it, and data encryption is the most adopted enterprise security tactic. Seven major tech companies, including Amazon, Google, OpenAI, and Microsoft, have signed voluntary commitments focused on AI safety, cybersecurity, and public trust. The commitments include pre-release security testing for AI models, insider threat safeguards, cybersecurity investments, research into bias and privacy risks, and a watermarking system to inform users when content is AI generated. The companies have entered into these agreements voluntarily. While there are currently no consequences if they fail to live up to their promises, they are expected to work on implementing them immediately. The move reflects the Biden administration's growing focus on AI and comes ahead of an upcoming executive order and bipartisan legislation focused on AI. Dave Wilner, OpenAI's head of trust and safety, is stepping down from the company amid increased scrutiny around privacy and security in the AI industry. OpenAI says it will search for a new trust lead, and CEO Sam Altman has called for AI regulations and backed an initiative to require licenses to develop powerful AI models. OpenAI's ChatGPT has introduced custom instructions that allow users to set preferences to tailor how ChatGPT generates its responses. The instructions will be kept in consideration by the bot when producing responses for every conversation, eliminating some of the challenges of prompt writing and making it easier to get intended results faster, increasing chatbot assistance. The feature is still in beta and only available for ChatGPT Plus users, but OpenAI says it will expand to all users in the upcoming weeks. And a bit more on that Apple chatbot. It's being used as an internal chatbot to prototype future features, summarize text, and answer questions based on data it's been trained with. One possibility for the tool is to be used by AppleCare support staff to help customers with issues better. A recent report by Pure Storage found that 90% of IT buyers feel pressure to purchase technology their organizations don't have the technical resources to support. In comparison, 62% feel pressure on their decisions all the time or often. The survey also revealed that 80% of IT buyers plan to invest in emerging technologies due to the current economic environment, with around one-third anticipating larger spending. The top areas of infrastructure that respondents said need to be updated are network and security, data management and storage, and data center facilities. Why do we care? Leaders are generally concerned about the proper use of this technology. So far, the U.S. government appears intent on not making the mistakes of the past of ignoring social media. I'm particularly interested in efforts to watermark AI-generated content, which could be a handy component in ensuring more responsible use of the technology. I added that data about buyer's pressure as a highlight to your own customer approach. Don't sleep on the value of slowing down to justify purchases. Even Apple doesn't have this figured out. I tracked this story last week and want to bring it to your attention. According to sources, Kemba Walden, acting National Cyber Director, will not be nominated for the full-time role due to personal debt. Walden's work has been praised, and some experts believe there may be another reason for her withdrawal. Harry Coker, a former top official at the CIA and National Security Agency, is now the White House's preferred choice to fill the role. For context, this office has created and implemented the administration's first national cyber strategy and hosted several forums on various topics such as electric vehicle cybersecurity and workforce issues. However, there's also reports of political infighting and staff departures. Walden's career path is via Microsoft's Digital Crimes Unit and 10 years at Homeland Security, while Conker is via the intelligence community. Why do we care? I think the personal debt excuse is a less than graceful way to change nominees. Something happened internally, and the White House is going with a more traditional nominee. We care about this office's functioning, mainly due to its influence on policies providers care about. Are you and your clients tired of the time-consuming ticket tennis of coordinating meetings and help desk calls? Wouldn't it be better to automate this process with a tool that connects directly to ConnectWise Manage or Autotask? TimeZest offers scheduling automation that gives you complete control of your schedule and eliminates the hassle of calendar ping pong. As the only service designed specifically for MSPs, it integrates into your workflow and makes scheduling appointments easy on you and your clients. Plus, you can try TimeZest for free. Visit timezest.com/MSPradio and use the code MSPradio to get 10% off your first year of TimeZest. Thanks for listening. Today is National Tequila Day and National Drive-Thru Day, and hopefully not at the same time. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.